At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
All right, so are you ready? Let's dive into the world of advanced skincare and how we can get that youthful appearance.
We're going deep.
Yeah, today we're going to be pulling information from an excerpt from a book titled The Role of Advanced Skincare in Youthful Appearance, Science-Backed Anti-Aging Treatments.
That's right.
And we're going to be looking at, you know, how skin ages, what are some of the best ingredients, what are some treatments, and how to kind of like build a personalized routine.
It sounds like a plan.
Yeah. So let's first just start with understanding how our skin ages. I mean, we all know our skin changes, but how?
Yeah.
You know, on like a scientific level.
Well, I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard of collagen and elastin, those proteins that keep our skin, you know, firm and elastic.
Right. Yeah.
And the fascinating thing is that in our mid-20s, our production of these proteins decreases by about 1% every year.
Oh, wow.
So it's like slowly deflating a bouncy castle, you know, things start to sag and wrinkles become more prominent.
Yeah, I can definitely see that visual.
Yeah, so that's the intrinsic aging process. That's like what's in our genes.
Right.
But then you have extrinsic aging, which is all the environmental stuff that we're exposed to.
Yeah, that's things like sun damage and pollution and lifestyle choices, right?
Right. UV radiation is like a wrecking ball for your collagen and elastin.
Ooh, that's a scary thought.
It is. It is. It breaks down these proteins, and that leads to premature wrinkles, sunspots, and that leathery texture we associate with sun damage. So think of it like this. Every unprotected sun exposure is basically adding years to your skin.
Wow. So sunscreen, we got to wear it every day.
Every day, even on a cloudy day.
Even on a cloudy day.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's like your first line of defense against premature aging. You know, it's an investment in your future self.
Absolutely. Okay, so we got sunscreen down, but let's talk about the ingredients in skincare products that can, you know, maybe reverse or slow down some of the stuff we're seeing, like the visible signs of aging.
Right.
What are some of those, like, I guess, heavy hitters in the skincare world?
Well, let's start with retinoids.
Okay.
They're kind of the rock stars of anti-aging. They're vitamin A derivatives. They work at a cellular level to boost collagen production.
Yeah.
They can help speed up cell turnover. They can even fade pigmentation. Studies have shown that consistent retinoid use can significantly reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Oh. So it can give you a smoother, more youthful look.
Yeah, I've definitely heard retinoids are like the thing. Mm. But I've also heard that they can be tricky to use, especially for people with sensitive skin.
That's true. They can be potent.
Yeah.
So you want to start slowly. You want to gradually increase the concentration as your skin gets used to it. Using it at night is key because it can make your skin more sensitive to sunlight and definitely moisturize.
Yeah.
A good moisturizer to combat any dryness.
Okay. So retinoids at night and then moisturize.
Yep.
What about peptides? I've heard that those are like little messengers that tell our skin to produce more collagen.
That's a great way to put it. They are the building blocks of proteins like collagen and elastin. Yeah. When you apply them topically, they signal your skin to make more collagen and elastin. So think of it like a foreman on a construction site. You know, they're telling everyone what to do. And as a result, you get firmer, plumper skin.
I love that analogy, like the construction crew of youthful skin. Mm-hmm. Now, I've also heard that combining those peptides with antioxidants can supercharge the effects. Is that right?
Absolutely. Antioxidants like vitamin C can protect the collagen and elastin that you're building. Think of free radicals as like little rust monsters that attack your cells and accelerate aging. Antioxidants can fight those off.
So vitamin C is like the superhero fighting those rust monsters and keeping our skin bright and youthful.
Exactly. Vitamin C neutralizes those free radicals, brightens the complexion, and helps fade hyperpigmentation. So it gives you a more even skin tone.
Okay, so I'm always on the lookout for a great vitamin C serum. Any tips on what I should look for when I'm shopping?
Look for stabilized formulas. That means that it won't oxidize as quickly and it will maintain its effectiveness. Look for dark bottles and air pipe pumps. Packaging is important.
Good to know. Okay, well, let's talk about hydration because I feel like hyaluronic acid is everywhere. Why is that? What makes it so special?
I like to think of it as a moisture magnet. It holds up to 1,000 times its weight in water.
Wow.
And it pulls moisture from the environment and it locks it into your skin, plumps up those fine lines and gives you that dewy, hydrated glow. Think of it as a tall glass of water for your skin. You know, it instantly plumps up your skin and reduces the appearance of those fine lines.
1,000 times its weight in water. I mean, no wonder my skin feels so smooth after I use it.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's move on to exfoliation.
Yes.
I always hear about AHAs and BHAs, but I always get those mixed up.
Yeah. So think of AHAs, like glycolic acid, as working on the surface of your skin. They gently dissolve those bonds that hold dead skin cells together. And that reveals brighter, smoother skin. Mm-hmm. Now, BHAs, like salicylic acid, are oil soluble, so they penetrate deeper into the pores and they can clear out clogs and excess oil. So that makes them great for acne-prone skin.
Gotcha. So AHAs are more for like surface-level brightening and BHAs are more for like clearing out those pores.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
But I do have to ask, with both of those, I've also heard they can be irritating if you overuse them.
Yeah, you want to be careful. Yeah. Start slowly. Gradually increase the frequency as your skin tolerates it. And never combine those with retinoids on the same day.
Oh, okay.
That's a no-no-no.
Noted. Well, I'll admit, sometimes I get a little overzealous with exfoliation.
Mm.
But I think before we get ahead of ourselves and start combining ingredients, we should talk about some of the treatments. You know, the ones that go beyond just topical skincare.
Right.
I mean, we're talking about the more professional grade treatments.
Right. Things like microneedling, chemical peels, laser resurfacing, and those can really take your anti-aging game to a whole new level.
Yeah. Okay. So before we jump into all those advanced treatments, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with more. All right. Welcome back. So we talked about the science of how our skin ages and some really powerful ingredients, but let's talk about how we can actually use this information. Like, how do we put together a personalized anti-aging routine?
Well, it's kind of like putting together a puzzle, you know? We need to think about your specific skin type, what are your main concerns, and even your lifestyle.
Yeah, because like, what works for someone with oily, acne-prone skin might not work for someone who's like really dry and seeing those first wrinkles.
Exactly. So first, what's your skin type? Is it oily? Is it dry? Combination. Sensitive.
Okay, let's say like I have dry, sensitive skin and I'm starting to see some fine lines, maybe a little dullness. Where would I even start?
Well, the base of every skincare routine is a good gentle cleanser. And this is super important if you have dry, sensitive skin. You don't want to use anything that's too harsh because that'll strip away the natural oils.
Gotcha. Gentle cleanser. Okay, what about toner? I used to think that was kind of like an unnecessary step, but I've heard it can be really helpful.
Yeah, toners are a nice way to reset your skin. They help balance your skin's pH after you cleanse. And they basically prep your skin for all the next steps in your routine. For dry, sensitive skin, you'll want to look for a hydrating toner with ingredients like chamomile or aloe vera, something that'll soothe the skin.
Okay, so hydrating toner. Got it. And now serums.
Yes.
I feel like serums are like where it's at. Like those are the real workhorses of a skincare routine.
You're right. Serums have those concentrated doses of the active ingredients that are going to target specific concerns.
Okay.
So for fine lines, you're going to look for serums that contain those retinoids and peptides that we talked about.
Right. The retinoids that boost collagen and those peptides that are like the little construction crew rebuilding it all.
Exactly. And since you said you have dry skin, you might find that traditional retinoids are a little bit drying. So a good alternative is retinol palmitate serum. It's a little gentler on the skin, but still has those anti-aging benefits.
Okay, retinol palmitate. Got it. What about that dullness? You know, I want to get that, like, radiant glow.
Vitamin C.
Of course.
It's a powerful antioxidant. Brightens the skin, fades hyperpigmentation, and protects against all that environmental damage.
So vitamin C is kind of like a triple threat. It's doing all the things.
Yeah. Look for serums that use a stable form of vitamin C, like L-ascorbic acid. And again, make sure it's in that dark bottle to prevent oxidation.
So retinol palmitate and vitamin C serum. Okay, those are on the list. What about hydration? My skin gets so dry, especially in the winter.
Well, hyaluronic acid is a must for dry skin. Remember, it can hold 1,000 times its weight in water.
Crazy.
It draws that moisture from the air, locks it right into your skin. It'll help to plump up those fine lines and just make your complexion look smoother and more youthful.
So it's like a big glass of water for your skin.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm sold. I need that hyaluronic acid.
Now, after your serums, you need moisturizer. And for dry skin, you want to choose something rich, something creamy that's really going to nourish and hydrate your skin. So look for ingredients like ceramides, shea butter, or, you know, that hyaluronic acid to lock in that moisture.
Yeah. And then, of course, we can't forget sunscreen.
Never.
Even though I have dry skin, I know it's still really important.
Absolutely. Sunscreen is a non-negotiable. It doesn't matter what your skin type is, doesn't matter what the weather's like. Find a broad spectrum sunscreen SPF 30 or higher. And you might prefer a creamier formula since you have dry skin. That way it won't dry you out even more.
Okay, so that's cleanser, toner, serum, moisturizer, and sunscreen. That's a lot.
It might seem like a lot, but once you get into the routine, it really becomes second nature and the results are worth it. Trust me.
I believe you. So are there any other tips for making sure we're getting the most out of our skincare routine?
Yeah. So first of all, be gentle with your skin. Avoid like any harsh scrubbing or rubbing. That can irritate and damage your skin's barrier. Yeah. So just pat your skin dry instead of rubbing it.
Oh. And another important tip is to apply your products in the right order.
Oh, interesting.
Start with the thinnest consistency and work your way up to the thickest. So that means serums before moisturizer. Always.
Makes sense. So that each product can like actually penetrate the skin and do its job.
Exactly. And then don't forget to be patient and consistent. Skincare takes time to work. Don't expect to see results overnight. Stick to your routine for at least 6 to 8 weeks before you decide whether it's really working for you.
Okay. Patience and consistency. Now, what about those advanced treatments?
Right.
The ones we talked about earlier. I'm ready to hear all about those and how they can like take things to the next level.
All right. Well, in the final part of our deep dive, we'll talk about those cutting edge treatments. We'll go over all the details, talk about the benefits, the risks, and who they're best suited for. So stay tuned. Okay. So we're back and we're ready to really level up. We've covered the science of skin aging, all those powerful ingredients, personalized routines. But now let's talk about the cutting edge treatments that can take things even further. I'm ready for the high tech stuff.
Right. Yeah. So we're talking about the treatments that often involve a professional and, you know, some advanced technology to target specific concerns and get those more dramatic results.
All right. Let's start with microneedling. I've seen so many amazing before and after photos, but I'm not going to lie, I'm a little intimidated by the needles. How does it actually work?
It sounds scarier than it is. It's a minimally invasive procedure where tiny needles create these little micro injuries in the skin.
Oh, okay.
And those micro injuries trigger a surge in collagen and elastin production. And remember, those are the proteins that give us that youthful looking skin.
So it's like tricking our skin into thinking it needs to heal and then it produces all that good stuff.
Exactly. It's like sending an SOS signal saying, hey, we need some reinforcements over here. And then the skin responds by building up that collagen and elastin, resulting in a smoother, firmer, more even complexion. It's great for acne scars, minimizing pores, fine lines, even stretch marks.
Oh, wow. Okay. I have seen at-home microneedling tools. Are those as effective as like what you'd get at a dermatologist's office?
You know, those at-home devices can be helpful for more superficial things like helping your products absorb better or, you know, maybe minimizing some fine lines, but they just don't have the same power as the professional ones. So if you're dealing with deeper wrinkles or acne scars, definitely see a pro.
Okay, so for the tougher stuff, definitely see a dermatologist. Got it. What about chemical peels? I've always been curious about those, but they sound kind of intense.
I think they get a bad rap because of the name. It's really just controlled exfoliation. They use a solution to remove those outer layers of skin and reveal the fresh, new skin underneath.
So it's like a reset button for your complexion.
Pretty much, yeah. And there are different types of peels depending on what you need. Mm-hmm. So there are superficial peels for like mild concerns like dullness. And then medium peels can tackle things like pigmentation or acne scarring.
Yeah.
And deep peels are the most intense, and they're used for severe wrinkles or sun damage.
Right. So it sounds like talking to a dermatologist to figure out which peel is right for you is like step one.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's talk lasers. I feel like those are considered the gold standard for skin rejuvenation.
Yeah. Laser treatments are very versatile. They can be used for so many things. Wrinkles, sunspots, acne scars, even unwanted hair. But there are two main categories, ablative and non-ablative.
I've heard those terms, but I can never remember which is which.
Okay, so think of ablative lasers as actually resurfacing the skin. They remove those outer layers, which stimulates collagen production.
Yeah.
And then you're left with smoother, tighter skin. They're great for deeper wrinkles, scars, and sun damage. But you will need some downtime for your skin to heal.
So ablative is like more intense, but also longer recovery.
Right. Now, non-ablative lasers, they work by heating the deeper layers of skin without actually damaging the surface. So they stimulate collagen production, improve skin tone and texture, but there's minimal downtime.
Oh, that's good. So non-ablative is a good option if you want, like, noticeable results, but you don't want that long recovery time.
Exactly. They're good for fine lines, wrinkles, redness, and pigmentation.
Okay, cool. Now, what about radio frequency and ultrasound therapy? I've heard those can tighten and lift the skin without surgery.
Yeah, these are non-invasive treatments that use energy waves to heat up those deeper layers of skin. And again, you're stimulating collagen production, and the result is firmer, tighter skin.
Okay.
It's like giving your skin a workout from the inside out.
So it's like a non-surgical facelift.
Yeah, something like that. They're often used for sagging skin, jowls, wrinkles around the eyes and mouth. So yeah, a good option for those who want to lift and tighten without going under the knife.
That's definitely appealing. Okay, last but not least, the vampire facial. I mean, the name itself is intriguing.
Right. So that's PRP therapy.
Okay.
It stands for platelet-rich plasma. And basically what they do is they draw a small amount of your blood and they separate out the platelet-rich plasma and then they inject it or microneedle it back into your skin.
Oh, wow. So it's like using your body's own healing powers to rejuvenate your skin.
Exactly. The platelets are full of growth factors that stimulate collagen, enhance healing, and just improve the overall texture and tone of your skin.
Yeah.
So PRP is great for acne scars, fine lines, wrinkles, and even hair loss.
Well, we've covered so much today, from those powerful retinoids to lasers to, you know, the vampire facial. I mean, there's so many options out there to get that youthful skin.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for skincare, that's for sure.
It is. But I think with all these options, it can be a bit overwhelming to know where to start. So any advice for our listeners on how to navigate all this information?
The best thing you can do is talk to a dermatologist or licensed esthetician. You know, they can really look at your skin, talk about your concerns and your goals, and then they can recommend treatments and products that are going to be best for you, because it's really a journey.
Yeah.
You know, it's about having a consistent routine, a healthy lifestyle, and, you know, if you're interested, exploring some of those advanced treatments with the guidance of a professional.
It really has been amazing exploring the world of advanced skincare with you. You know, we've learned so much from the science to the treatments. And I think our listeners are really armed with the knowledge to take that next step.
I hope so.
And remember, the most beautiful skin is healthy skin. So keep learning, keep exploring, and keep glowing.